Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the PPC Chat Roundup. In today's episode, we have Julie leading us on a great topic for this time of the year. So we're going to be talking about best strategies for holiday season for e-com, B2B and small businesses. Because yeah, that time of the year, we have just had Halloween. There would have been loads of sweet shopping, costume shopping, you know, maybe gifts. Do they all give gifts around Halloween? I don't know. For the US folks especially, there's going to be Thanksgiving coming up. But for like, yeah, in the UK, we're already preparing for Christmas. Already thinking that it's, what is it, 50 days even till the end of the year? God, has 2023 flown by. But yeah, it's been a great time. It's a great time right now to talk about what are people doing through this, during this busy, everybody shopping for something, for someone, the time of the year. And even for B2B, there's definitely strategies to think about when people might be starting to dial things down, maybe preparing for budgets for 2024. So even in this season, it's not just e-com that will have a unique strategy, it will also be B2B as well. So we talk around all of that. So yeah, I hope you sit back and enjoy. Hello and a warm welcome to this week's episode of the PPC Chat Roundup, a podcast where I round up the Slack discussion that happens on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. GMT. I'm your host Anu and I'm recording from my studio here in London, UK, and I use this platform to share not just expert but also on my ideas and considered best practices about paid media and the direction the digital industry is going in. So if you want to keep up to date with my tips and tricks in the industry and get the latest on the podcast that has been called your go-to, if you don't make it to the PPC Chat live discussions, and even if you do, then like, follow, share and retweet on, that's right, Twitter with my handle, The Marketing Anu, or why don't you join us on our LinkedIn group, which is the PPC Chat Roundup, or if you're on Instagram, why don't you check us out at PPC Chat_Roundup to get quotes and snippets from previous episodes. So yeah, Julie is taking us on this topic that is, yeah, very much reflective of the season we're in, talking about the strategies that we should be focusing on for the holiday season. And this is the time, well, I'll also even be looking at the past posts. So I might even link in the show notes the past times we've talked about holiday season, you know, B2B strategies, B2B e-commerce strategies around this time, and even around that period between especially Christmas and New Year's. There are people, some, especially in the paid social circle or the paid social experts on this chat anyway, they call that Q5, that very unique period, kind of bit of a downtime, but sometimes people do shop and sometimes people send things back for their return, their gifts back to get a return for the presents that they've got. So yeah, there's always something to think about in every different season that goes on, whether it's considered an active time or a quiet time. But before we get to the questions, just to remind us that this chat is intended for PPC professionals of all levels. And if you have something you want to share, please do. We are a friendly and supportive community. Please don't be afraid to participate. But yeah, if you just want to go into the Slack channel of the PPC Chat Slack channel, the PPC Chat Slack group, and just look at what the questions and answers were, that is fine. And if you just want to sit back, relax, and listen to this episode of the great answers that people gave on this chat today, then welcome to this episode. And I hope you find some great tips and takeaways for you and for you to implement in this season. So yeah, should we get on to the questions and answers? Let's do it. Going on to question one. Julie asked, what type of PPC are you working in right now? Ecom, B2B, B2C, small businesses. So yeah, what is, doing kind of a roll call, who is in the room in terms of what do they do? Julie Advice starts us off saying retail, travel and public sector, not a lot of ecom around here. Kyle Taylor goes B2B, SaaS, demand gen. Julie goes lead gen is my area, B2B and B2C, some small biz in there too. Brandon Coward goes B2B, SaaS, lead gen and affiliate. Austin goes B2C, healthcare, Series A startup, about to raise Series B, patient booking, B2B mortgage company, established multi-billion dollar business, lead gen, B2B packaging manufacturing, large well-established business, lead gen. Julie goes, I love seeing so many lead gen PPCers here. I guess we are not all up to our eyeballs in BFCM work. So that's Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Anugia responds saying B2C e-commerce. Austin Dillman goes, I'm typically B2C e-commerce, but have been hit with lead gen work this year. Travis Bierschel goes, nearly all DTC e-com, so that's direct to consumer. $1 million to $10 million in annual sales, client profile. Dwayne goes, e-com, DTC and retail brands, a nice healthy mix of all three. Retail is a fun place to plateau in. I'm thinking that means plateau or maybe not. Lindsay goes B2B SaaS. Amit Cabra goes lead gen is what we mainly do, but we do some e-com as well. So yes, a nice mixture in the room. So Julie takes us on to question two. E-com PPCers especially, what is your strategy for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, holiday and general Q4 period? Does it vary by platform? Travis goes, yeah, for Google Ads, I've been pleasantly surprised with the demand gen campaigns I've launched this month. It's difficult to extract direct attributable value from the campaigns themselves, but there seems to be a halo effect on the PMAG search and shopping campaigns run in parallel. Julie goes, yeah, would love to have you share more after the holiday season on your demand gen experiences, Travis. Sarah goes, I too would love to hear more about demand gen. Dwayne Brown goes, same as last year, but put the money where it will be the best spent. A few launched Black Friday, Cyber Monday yesterday. The rest are launching next week. Follow the process. Trust in the process. Julie goes, I'm starting to see real Black Friday, Cyber Monday type offers coming into my email and on social this week. Yes, I've definitely seen Black Friday, Cyber Monday sales come into my inbox, especially one of my favorite retailers that does African print dresses, you know, ready made for you. I saw they did a sale. They're doing a Black Friday, Cyber Monday sale for their gift cards, especially. Amit Cabra responds saying, I'd love to hear more about demand gen too. Dwayne Brown goes, seen a lot of IG ads with 30% off offers. I think maybe one was 40% and the rest were below 30%. Decent deals, but nothing as good as a few years ago. Golden age of deals are over, I guess. Yeah, I see. I feel like before I used to hear my friends tell or say of 60% off or 70% off. And yeah, now the whole amazing offers are 30, 40%. I feel the percentages off for the, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Mondays have been a lot less. What do you guys think? Are you seeing the same? Are you actually still seeing sales of up to 60, 70% off? Then Julie takes us on to question three. Lead gen and B2B PPCers, what is your strategy for this Black Friday, Cyber Monday, holiday and general Q4 period? Does it vary by platform? Austin goes, this is the first year I haven't had clients where I needed to have a separate Black Friday, Cyber Monday Q4 strategy. We're continuing on as normal. Julie goes, unless my clients have a proven seasonal need at this time of year, I generally recommend dialing back during this period. Austin goes, I should say we do pull back during the holiday seasons, though, as conversion rates tend to tank. So yeah, they pull back during the holiday season, though, as conversion rates tend to tank. This is true of most holidays, not just Thanksgiving and Christmas. Kyle Taylor goes, no Black Friday, Cyber Monday strategy. We're getting a new report out in market with a press release this week in order to start getting visibility on that before Thanksgiving. But otherwise, it's just continued focused on awareness and building pipeline. Brandon Coward responds saying, dial back usually. CPCs, CPMs will be too high even for branding campaigns. Brandon Coward goes, although Microsoft Ads tends to do well regardless. Travis goes, in my experience, past lead gen and B2B clients, November through mid-December is a hibernation strategy. Sit out the most expensive auctions when consumers are in shopping mindset and launch new initiatives come mid-December when auction pressure releases. And Julie also as well responds saying, social platforms are so crowded with product advertising this time of year. So if we have been using them for awareness, again, I recommend cutting back as there is so much more noise and competition for attention for the next month. Sam Tomlinson goes, most lead gen is business as normal. We have cost caps on every account. So he gives a shrug emoji there. We'll take what volume is there at or above our efficiency targets and live to fight another day. Sarah Steeman goes, when I worked in the auto industry, it was always a little bit different too. And she continues, you had incredible shopping, not much buying and some industries. Do you want to be careful about increased shopping activity and then no follow through for purchase? Kyle Taylor goes, an interesting observation for B2B, though, is that with so many advertisers pulling back budget, I tend to see a drop in CPMs and CPCs for both search and social. So, yeah, that'll be interesting because earlier on in the year, some weeks ago, we had a whole discussion about CPCs going up and just ever more increasing. So I wonder whether during the holiday period, especially for B2B, will they see CPCs go down with less competition in the field? Maybe for those who want to gain traction, it's worth putting something still live, even if it's just brand. That's always what I used to recommend to my B2B clients when I was hands-on account managing. Anugia responds saying, budget-wise, we're going big for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Keep an eye out for us because we're going to be everywhere. And who is us, Anugia? Who are the us that we should be keeping an eye out on? That'd be good to know. And if you're close by, we might even have some in-store surprises for brick and mortar. I don't know whether I said, whether Anugia said, well, who our brand is to be looking out for. That'd be something. Interesting. I don't know if you caught that. Julie responds saying, I'll put this here to watch your query reports carefully. Matching gets fuzzier by the week on Google. Ain't that right? Amit Cabra goes business as usual for the most part and pull back on budgets. And then Julie takes us on to question four saying, yeah, small business PPCers, what is your strategy for this BFCM holiday and general Q4 period? Does it vary by platform? Julie goes, this time of year can be hard on small businesses and those businesses with limited budgets. We try to pull the dollars where they will likely have the most impact, certainly all the time, but especially during this period. Sarah Steeman goes, definitely watch for extra search traffic that isn't always there. I have seen a related product increase volume for categories. Julie goes, yeah, this year in particular, I'm going to keep a close eye on query reports with all of Google's tomfoolery in matching in 2023. Sarah Steeman as well said, therapist volume is up after being home with family. Yeah, therapists are needed right now. Travis goes, for SMBs, it's important to stay true to advertising financial fundamentals. Your acquisition costs don't have to inflate just because there is more competition across platforms. Use bid or cost caps, and that's Meta and TCPA for Google to acquire customers at an affordable clip. It's not about competing in arms race with everyone. Discounts erode margins. Design them with pricing in mind to preserve necessary profit, or design bundles so that AOV increases and margin is preserved. Know your LTV and repeat buying cycles. Build retention strategies to preserve this secondary layer of revenue, and note anomalies in the customer swatch acquired between now and mid-December. Buying behaviors vary widely in this 6-week time frame. Wow, yeah. And you know, even Judy says exactly what we're all thinking. Travis brings in the fire with that one. So that was a full-on strategy for SMBs. I hope you took note of that. If you haven't, yeah, rewind that and pay attention. That's a very good strategy for anyone having an SMB as a client. And so going to our last question, Julie asks, what is the biggest challenge in your opinion in running PPC during this holiday period? I think it's the competition, and something that Julie has mentioned quite a bit is search queries. Not really showing. Those are the big things that are the biggest challenges, because right now there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of ads that a lot of searches that your ads are going to show against, and you really want to be a lot more targeted with where you're being shown. And yeah, Google is not allowing that very well these days. Julie responds to that saying, dealing with platform outages or issues seems to be, unfortunately, to be a big one every year. It's a good idea to have a plan in place for this. Yeah, Shopify had an outage this week, I believe. Anyway, as she continues, and proactively let clients know it could happen and what your process is or when it does. So what your process is when or if it does happen. Austin goes, CPC is from competition, operating with real-time data. Some clients in the past wanted me reacting to the data as it was coming in and adjusting budgets or bids on the fly. Julie goes, on the topic of platform outages, also make sure you have language in your contracts that you are not responsible for platform issues or outages and their potential impact on client sales. Austin as well goes, also making sure clients keep me aware of inventory shortages. And yeah, Julie goes, yeah, real-time data could be thorny this year too, as GA4 doesn't do real-time data. Good old GA4. And on PPC Live UK, we are going to come out with an article about top GA4 reports that all PPC managers should be looking at and how to get to those reports in GA4. Because yeah, right now with all the GA4 turning around and, you know, the newness of it, it's been coming out this year, there's some key reports that, you know, some PPCers might not have cottoned on the important to look at. So we're going to bring out an article on that tomorrow. So check out ppcliveuk.com. Austin Dillman as well says, yeah, I should say near real-time data. Austin goes, I'm not dealing with that this year since I don't have any e-com clients at the moment. And Julie goes, yeah, kind of funny. You know, we laugh so we don't cry. How ish so many things are in Google land now. Travis goes, yeah, it's patience. Most platforms have an attribution backfill on at least one day, especially in Google Ads. That backfill can extend several days. While it's often best practice to bid on a 1DC, less minimal reliance on view through conversions, some conversions are simply delayed in reporting. This makes intraday optimizations opaque at best. These days, it's best to trust the parameters you set, trust in the acquisition strategy set forth, and stick to the plan. There's nothing worse than pulling down spend on Saturday or Sunday only to realize on Monday that Black Friday was actually a smash hit. How much revenue was left on the table because of a subjective optimization? And Austin, yeah, said, yeah, lots of coaching required on our part to let the client know not to overreact to immediate data. Julie goes, I did the Black Friday Cyber Monday for an e-com client once, and I'm getting vicarious agitation reading these posts now, right? Brandon Cowards goes, yeah, for lead gen search specifically, I find it's difficult to maintain or hit targets if you haven't forecasted seasonality impact. Still hurts when reports show declining performance over the holiday based on lower search volume and search intent. Julie goes, expectation setting is so important for this time of year for e-com and non-e-com accounts. It is really its own animal, so it should not be thought of or reacted to or judged with the same lens or criteria. But if you don't establish that ahead of time, you might be in for headaches. Brandon goes, oh yeah, also B2B, I noticed the search queries are a bit odd to your earlier point, and those are just the queries you can see. Dwayne Brown goes, yeah, the huge delay in platform data, you would think at this point the ad platforms would know how to keep up with the annual event. Julie goes, yeah, but do they care if advertisers get real-time data, Dwayne? I think they don't. They are counting on advertisers' FOMO. And Tech Tony goes Google in general, in terms of what's the biggest challenge in our opinion, Google in general. And on that note, yeah, we're going to bring that episode to an end at this point. And yeah, I hope you've gotten some great takeaways from that, like especially that little readout and strategy for SMBs that Travis Bearshaw gave. So yeah, go back and check that out if you're an SMB. But yeah, lots of things to be considering during this season. I hope you feel ready and equipped and that you've prepared well. This is not the time to be planning. This is the time where you should be executing those plans. And I'm hoping those things that you planned out are making sense and are giving you the right results. And if you're not sure what's going on, why don't you check us out on our WhatsApp group, the PPC WhatsApp group. We have over 500 people in there, about 525 people in there that are really helping with troubleshoot problems that anyone is having in terms of PPC. So if you just go to bit.ly/PLU WhatsApp and join us on there to share your issues, ask questions about anything going on, whether it's on a ad copy level, search query level, bid strategy level, performance max level, demand gen, YouTube, you know, new strategies that you'll be using, campaign structure, volume drops, all those kind of questions that you may be having. Yeah, those are the questions that are being asked and answered and being troubleshooted, and you know, people are figuring out their issues. So join us on there. But yeah, getting back to the episode, yeah, I hope you found it useful and taking some great takeaways. I believe there's going to be a Discord chat on Thursday at 5 p.m. GMT. So yeah, just go on Neptune Moon. That's Julie's handle on Twitter, and she'll give you the link for the Discord group for you to join the audio conversation about this. For any feedback about the podcast or maybe even some corrections on anything that has been shared, get in touch with me on Twitter. My DMs are open on my handle at The Marketing Anu or on LinkedIn. We have a PPC chat group on there, so we'd love for you to join us there. It'd also be great for longstanding members or even brand new listeners that have listened to this episode for over 30 seconds to leave a review, even if it's on Spotify or Apple or the rest. If you just go to linktree.com/PPCChat_roundup, it takes seconds to leave a rating. And yes, calling out to anyone that wants to sponsor the next PPC Live UK that is happening on the 1st of February. So that's going to be our first event of 2024, but we're already calling out for people to get in touch with us if they want to sponsor. Prices start from as low as £500 to as high as £1,500, or if you want to be a headline sponsor, that's £5,000, and that'll cover everything. That means you get a future speaking slot. Other benefits are being featured on our weekly newsletter, being featured in our very active WhatsApp group that has over 500 members, and yeah, being able to have a banner, give different types lengths of talks depending on what package that you take, and just being a supportive part of this amazing growing PPC community of people coming together to talk about their issues and their frustrations. So yeah, if you would like to sponsor that, please email hello@ppcliveuk.com. If you're looking forward to that first event of the year, please do get your ticket. Go to ppcliveuk.com and you'll be able to buy a ticket from there. We've got three amazing speakers that are going to be talking, and yeah, it's going to be an amazing one to start the year off with. Finally, remember, for your campaigns and businesses to glide smoothly, there's a lot of hard work needed beneath the surface. So keep your swans kicking. Bye, and speak to you next week.